I'm Mike and Scott, and this is our special Staying Home edition of The Pulse. For our next story, we're going right into the kitchen. Here's the thing. If you say lose weight, I'll immediately think about diet and exercise, that candy bar I ate, gym days I skipped. But research finds you can also slim down by changing your kitchen around and reorganizing your cabinets. Joining us now to discuss this idea is Brian Wansink of Cornell University. He's written many books about behavior and eating. His latest is Slim by Design: Mindless Eating Solutions for Everyday Life. Brian, thanks for being on The Pulse.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
How are you?
Yeah, cool.
Brian, tell me three things I could do today that would change my kitchen and make me healthier and slimmer.
Well, the first thing you could do is clear off all of your counters and make it as clear and orderly as possible. Because we find when we bring people into a study and we have three snacks sitting out and the rest of the place is totally cluttered, people will eat 44% more snacks than if we bring them into the exact same room with the exact three same snacks, but without the pile of mail and the open newspaper and the dishes in the drainer. So it's a really easy initial thing you can do. The second thing you can do is to commit yourself to serve any entree or starch from the stove or from the counter, plate it, and then put it on the table, or have people do that themselves. In contrast to having that huge bowl of pasta sitting right in front of you, because what we find in our studies up here at Cornell is that people end up eating about 20% less of any food that's on the counter or stove versus sitting in front of them, because they can still go back for seconds and thirds if they want to, but they're a little less likely to do that. And the third thing I'd recommend is that make sure there isn't a toaster in your counter. We did this really cool study called the Syracuse study, because we went into 230 households in Syracuse and took pictures of everything they had and weighed the family. And we found that the average family that has a toaster sitting out anywhere in the kitchen, the male of the household will weigh 8 pounds more than the daddy next door.
Why?
Well, I think it's largely because it makes bread so attractive. It's like, you know, I wasn't really thinking of bread, but toast, you know, that's a different story.
Tell me a bit about what we should do to our refrigerators. How could we reorganize them?
You know, a really, really cool way to reorganize a refrigerator is just to make sure that the fruit is front and center on the center shelf. We find that simply doing that for anybody almost doubles the amount of fruit that they eat. If those apples are not in that crisper at the bottom, but they're sitting right in the front shelf. But another thing, you know, we do a lot of these cool makeovers in homes to try to make people's homes slim by design rather than fat by design. And we did one that was interesting a while back for this gossip columnist, and she said, yeah, hey, my home's not my problem, you know, because, you know, basically I've got nothing in my refrigerator, so it can't be the problem. But that actually was the problem, that if there aren't at least six single servings of some kind of protein in your refrigerator, you're tremendously prone to overeating, to ordering, you know, less great stuff in, and binging once you leave the house.
What should we do at the dining room table to make it more slim by design?
Yeah, one thing to do is to turn off your darn TV set. One of the things we find is that we did a number of cool studies, but we found that the biggest predictor of an adult's BMI, that's kind of how heavy or how fat you are, and their child's BMI was whether they ate at the dining table and whether the TV set was on. That the people were most likely to be heaviest if the TV was on or they were not eating at a dining room or kitchen table or counter. And if both those things were going on, it was almost all the time people end up being very overweight. So the first thing is sit at that table, turn the TV set off. Another thing, if people serve themselves on the typical plate, which is about 11 to 12 inches for most of us, they end up serving themselves about 22% more food than if they use a 9 to 10 inch plate. But in both cases, they rate themselves as equally full because in their mind, they ate a full plate of food. So a real easy thing to do is for the adults at the table, use a 9 to 10-inch plate.
Brian, thank you so much.
Well, it's great to talk with you.
Brian Wansink of Cornell University, he's written many books about behavior and eating. His latest is Slim by Design, Mindless Eating Solutions for Everyday Life.